Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 391. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening and for supporting me. And today, just something quick that I realized that I think if you really embrace it, it will naturally help you give yourself more credit in life, which is always great, right? And I think it'll also help you make a bit more sense of the ups and downs of your life, which is also great. So I think this is something we could all benefit from in some way. And this thing, this realization is that in life, as we get older, as we experience more, as we navigate the ups and downs of everything from relationships to our careers, to our friendships, to our inner life, life isn't getting easier as we might think it is. We're just getting better. We're just getting smarter. We're just becoming more centered. And I really like this realization, and it'll make more sense in a second here, so stick with me. I really like this because I'm 34 now, and I compare my life today with my life in my 20s, say. And a quick, like very true observation of my life would be that life today is easier than it used to be. Just because today, at this stage in my life, I feel more confident in myself. The BS that used to bother me doesn't really bother me anymore. I don't get drawn into drama. I tend to not overthink the things I used to overthink. I just like I feel good, right? I feel like I'm on track. I'm in my lane. I'm doing my thing. And so it'd be an observation given that contrast, right? The lack of things in my life today that used to hold me back and frustrate me. It'd be a true observation that given that case, you should be so grateful. Life has gotten easier for you. Life has gotten easier as you have gotten older. And I was thinking about that observation that, you know, some people say this all the time, life gets easier, life gets better as you get older, like the gift of time. And I think it's such an uplifting, empowering thing to realize the real truth that we should have, the real conclusion about life. It's not that life is getting easier just because you're getting older, just because you're like settling down or like caring less or anything like that. It's because you as a person with perspective and experience and standards and boundaries and lessons learned, you are becoming more. You are becoming smarter, hotter, more emotionally sound, more confident, more empathetic, all those things. Life isn't getting easier. You are just leveling up. Life isn't like slowing down. You aren't slowing down and therefore, you know, things are just different. You are leveling up. I don't think we should do that thing that we do that's like, oh, you know, I'm just older now, so things are different. That's why I don't care about that thing anymore. I don't care about this. I value this now because I'm just older. That's not why you value this new thing. That's not why things are different and easier for you. That's not why that old thing doesn't bother you anymore. It's not just because you're older and whatever. It's because you got to this point. It's because you did this. The new sense of direction, the new drive, the new intention you have, that is because of you. You are leveling up. Don't give the credit to time and getting older. It's because of you. You are leveling up. And yeah, in a sense, life is getting easier because of that. But it's not just because of the passage of time. It's not just because you're getting older and, oh, finally, thank God, I'm not in that stage of my life anymore. That's not giving you the credit you deserve. Life isn't getting easier. Life doesn't get easier. You level up. You get better. And I think about that more too. Like I look at my life, I look at the things in my life right now as a 34-year-old, and I compare that, say, with when I was 24. And honestly, I think I've got more going on today than I did then. Like I've got more things that are potentially confusing or frustrating or, you know, more real world responsibilities. I have things in my life that have the potential to be negative or pull me back. So it's not that like the amount of things in your life as you get older, just like there's less going on. I don't think that's true at all. I think you'd probably agree. You've got some real world shit going on in your life as you get older. And so like for me, it's not like life all of a sudden is on easy mode because I'm older. I'm not older and it's like, okay, chapter 34 for Case, it's easy street. It's not that. It's because I've leveled up. And as a result of leveling up, I don't trip up on the things I used to. I don't get thrown by someone who says no to me. I don't overthink a scenario that I really want badly. I don't let someone else's opinion of me stop me in my tracks while I'm on my mission. I don't stand in the back of a line and hope someone chooses me. Nah, it's because I've leveled up through those old experiences. And now it's just different because of that. Because of me. Because of my inner life. Because of the ways that I have grown in my inner life. Life doesn't get easier. You simply become more. And I think this is such an empowering thing because think about your life. I bet this is true for you. In some sense, I bet it's true for you that at a minimum, you can look at your life currently and then you can look back and you can pinpoint a couple of things, maybe a lot of things, maybe only a few things, but you can pinpoint something that used to trip you up and you can look at yourself now and be like, nah, I'm never going back to that place. I've leveled up. I've grown. That's not a problem for me anymore. You can look back at your 20s, say, and be like, I used to chase people who didn't want me. I used to think a certain paycheck would make me a valuable person. I used to be terrified of hearing no. I used to think rejection or heartbreak would destroy me. I used to really suffer from imposter syndrome, right? Things like that. Normal things that we deal with in life. But I bet you can look at yourself now, or at a minimum, you can project this further into your future and say, heck no, I'm not going back to that level. I've learned too much. I've experienced too much. I'm leveling up. That's not me anymore. And I know that's kind of obvious, like duh, Case, it's called living and learning. Nice one, living and learning. But I say this, I'm not afraid to state the blatantly obvious about life and being human. I say this because realizing this and embracing this for yourself will help you give yourself more credit. We all need to give ourselves more credit in life. You are leveling up as you get older. It's not just because you're getting older, it's because you earned this new level, this new understanding of life. Life isn't getting easier. Life isn't like, okay, we'll stop, throwing you these curveballs and making things difficult for you. You specifically are becoming more. And even though life will certainly 1,000,000% continue to throw you curveballs as you get older, amidst that, you are growing. You are growing. You are adding all the bullshit from your past up, the lessons learned, the new higher standards, the better boundaries, and you're leveling up. And I think it's such a great realization to have. It's like filling up a piggy bank over time. It's getting fuller and fuller, right? Something like that. And it's just freaking cool to take a look at yourself, to take a look at your inner life and realize how much you've grown, or if you're still amidst some things, how much you can grow. It's empowering to look at yourself and be like, wow, the things that used to really hold me back, no, heck no, I'm not going back there. I've leveled up. No, now I'm not afraid to try first, to love first, to be vulnerable first, because now I know that not receiving that in return, hearing no, it's not the end of my life. I've been there, I've done that, I've learned through it. I'm not afraid of, losing a friend or a partner who can't reciprocate what I need because I can find someone who does. I'm not afraid of asking for what I want because if I don't find it in one place, I'll look somewhere else. I'm not afraid of looking like a beginner. I'm not, right? Things like that, realizations like that. So I think it'd be really helpful for you right now, right after this episode ends, to sit and think about something in your life that, quote, is easier today than it used to be. Dig deep, be honest, find like one thing, one simple thing. Maybe you now find it easier to ask for what you want. You used to be scared to ask for more because you were nervous of hearing no, or you were nervous about coming off as too much. Maybe now you aren't as critical of yourself as you used to be about how you looked and act and all those things. You used to want to fit in, not come off as weird or whatever. Maybe now you truly see rejection as redirection, whereas rejection used to scare you and destroy you, whatever it is. Think about one thing, like a before and after of your life as you got older. What is one area of your life right now that is easier than it used to be in your inner life? Not perfect. I'm not saying it's all figured out. You might even not even have checked that box of something you want to accomplish. But what is one thing, one process, one journey that you're like, I've got this. I'm not tripping on my own feet anymore. I've got this. Circle that thing and then realize what I have. Life hasn't just gotten easier for you because you've gotten older. That's like a throwaway answer. That's not giving you the credit you deserve. That's not giving you, capital Y-O-U, the credit you deserve. You have grown. You have gotten smarter. You have gotten hotter. You've gotten more mature. You have grown with your standards and your boundaries and your confidence. Heck yes, you have. Give yourself that credit. Give yourself that credit. Don't give it to time. Time didn't go through that rejection when you were younger. Time didn't grow through that experience and build itself and its self-esteem. Time didn't go through that breakup or that career failure or that time of being lost. Time didn't do that and build through it and grow through it. You did. So give yourself that credit. You went through those experiences. You experienced loss and ups and downs and hearing yes and then hearing no and then hearing no and then hearing yes. You opened your own eyes. You grew up. You realized personally and vulnerably things about yourself that you went through when you were younger. But look at yourself now, because you've turned those things into new standards, into lessons that empowered you. You did that. Time did not do that. And that's why, like, I've never been a huge fan of the saying, like, time heals all wounds, or, you know, as you get older, life gets easier or life gets better because you're older. I mean, yeah, sure. I guess practically it does, but time isn't what is healing all wounds. You are healing the wounds, right? And it's a simple thing. We're talking about the nuance of language here. Give yourself the credit. Time. Growing older doesn't give you confidence and inner peace. You give yourself those things. It's such a small tweak to how we think and how we talk about life, but I love it a lot. I love this idea because it's us coming home to the truth. That the truth that says we deserve credit for the things that we've given ourselves, small things in our inner life, the way that we've grown. Give yourself credit for those things. And look to the present. Look to the future. The things that maybe scare you today, the things you haven't figured out today, the things that elude you today that you're still trying and maybe failing at. Just as you leveled up in the past, you have to give yourself some like forward-facing credit as well. Give yourself some credit for the things that you will figure out. Give yourself some credit for the things that you will make easier in your life. Not time, not just, oh, I'm getting older, but you. You deserve that credit. You deserve to give yourself that credit. Time isn't healing all wounds. Time isn't, you know, just changing your perspective on life. You are healing your wounds. You are changing your perspective on life. And I think it's time we come back to that truth. It's time we all give ourselves the credit we deserve. And that's all I wanted to say with this episode, that getting older is a gift, sure, but don't be like, I'm just older now. That's why I don't care about getting my flirt on at the club. I just want to hang out with friends. That's why I value peace and consistency now. Getting older is why I want commitment. That's not why. Those things, that new sense of direction and drive and intention you have, that's because of you. It's not because you're older and settling down. It's not because you're slower and older and boring and you're tired. It's not that. That's not giving yourself the credit you deserve. You've gotten to this point for a reason. You've overcome a lot for a reason. It's not an accident. It's not just because of time. It's not just because you're getting older. It's because of you. And I just wanted to remind you of this. So I'll end it right there. Super short episode. If this was helpful, I'd be so grateful if you could take 30 seconds, call it, and give the show a 5-star rating and review. On Spotify, it's as easy as hitting 5 stars and then submit. On Apple Podcasts, you just hit 5 stars and then you type out a quick 1-2 sentence review and hit submit. But that seriously means a lot. So thank you for taking the time to do that. But that is it. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much also for visiting newmindsethoodist.com and picking up a journal. And until next episode, I'm out.